There is nearly perfectly something for everyone coming up this holiday weekend. Our events curator, Tanya Pendleton, shares with us her list of things to do.
Holiday weekends mean an extra day's sleep or an extra day to maximize your weekend plans. We won't judge you if you go for the extra rest, but there are plentiful options for all kinds of interests. Let's start with the Devon Horse Show and Country Fair. It's the oldest and largest outdoor multi-breed horse competition in the country. Think world-class jumpers and the Budweiser Clydesdales, but also a Ferris wheel, funnel cakes, and yes, the ever-popular Ladies Day and its annual hat parade. It runs through June 1st. In Port Richmond, the Philadelphia Tango Festival is back. It's a four-day celebration with classes, concerts, workshops, panels, and social dances known as milongas. It starts on Friday at the Lithuanian Music Hall Association. It's open to beginners as well as advanced dancers, and this year's theme is the poetry of the embrace, a tribute to tango musician Anibal Troilo. It's Rock God Weekend with the Metallica M72 World Tour at Lincoln Financial Field. Two nights, two different set lists, and a full city takeover, including a film screening, a pop-up shop, and even a Kirk Hammett book signing. The concerts are on Friday and Sunday, both at 6 p.m. We'll have details on the takeover events on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. While we're talking impactful musicians, there are very few that have had a career with the longevity and variety of the late Quincy Jones. His musical genius is celebrated on Saturday night at World Cafe Live. An all-star cast of local musicians will pay tribute to the legendary artist who played jazz, wrote movie scores, and produced the top-selling album in music history with Thriller. The show starts at 8. If jousting, jesters, and tumblers of mead are more your vibe, the annual Philadelphia Renaissance Fair returns to Fort Mifflin from Saturday through Monday. Archery, axe throwing, Dungeons and Dragons, a scavenger hunt, live music, and the debut of the Falconry Girl are all on the schedule. Don your finest corset or codpiece and get medieval with it. The fair goes from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. For summer just yet, but you may be heading down the shore for the holiday. So's Alice Cooper. He's at Ovations Hall at the Ocean Casino. He's 76, but shows no sign of mellowing, at least on stage. When we got no choice, all the girls and boys making all that noise, 'cause they found new toys. The theatrics are intact, a performance is best described as a horror movie meets a rock concert. The show's on Saturday at 8 p.m. The inaugural Philadelphia Contemporary Circus Festival is flipping, flying, and finding joy all over town. Hosted by Fringe Arts, it's a blend of theater, dance, and daredevil performances that puts a fresh spin on circus arts. It's at multiple venues starting on Friday, going through June 1st.
When God said, I can show you better than I can tell you, has been my life. And the team talked about what the title of the book would be. And I mean, we threw out titles.
Sure.
And everything just came back to Uncommon Favor, and it's just so fitting.
Homegirl Dawn Staley, the pride of North Philadelphia, has proven herself at every level, including winning 3 NCAA championships and earning a Basketball Hall of Fame induction along the way. Now she's penned her memoir, Uncommon Favor. She comes home to celebrate her achievements with a book signing and talk at Enon Tabernacle Church East on Friday at 7. Your ticket includes the book.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow.
Barry Manilow says goodbye to Philly with what he says is his final concert in the city. Saturday's Wells Fargo show is sold out, but you may be able to get your hands on a resale ticket. He's one of the most successful musicians of all time, with 50 songs that made the top 40 in his career, including Mandy, I Write the Songs, and yes, Copacabana. The show starts at 7 p.m. Wishing you a little music and passion over the holiday weekend, you may not be able to make it to the hottest spot north of Havana, but there's plenty of fun to be had in and around the city, so find your happy place. Head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do, for more, including where Post Malone will be performing and when. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more things to do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone. The hottest spot north of Havana.